This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My baby in the treetop. Okay, Jennifer, you want to be my baby? We'll rock-a-bye in the treetop when the cradle. How does that? What is that?
Does that mean I can take a nap?
What is that? What's the source of that? Rock-a-bye baby in the treetop. When the wind blows, the cradle will stop. And then what's the rest of it?
We'll rock when the wind blows. The cradle will rock.
The cradle will rock, really.
Usually when the wind blows, it would rock, not stop. When the bell breaks, the cradle will fall, and down will come baby, cradle and all.
What is all of these really creepy...
That is creepy.
About a baby falling out of a tree?
Yeah, we were singing Ring Around the Rosie and talking about how that's about the plague.
It is.
Oh, yeah. Right. Lovely. All right, so here we are, ladies and gentlemen, to review what's going on in the world, the DJV Experience, for another wonderful day. It's Tuesday, the 14th of March. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria is in the throes of this blizzard that has barreled up the coast. So, Kara, you had slush and sleet, freezing rain, so the driving going into those of you on the Delmarva and those of you listening in Virginia, you're going to have kind of a mess today. Kind of a mess. Although Jennifer and I will be sympathetic, but we won't have that problem because it'll be 84 and sunny in Los Angeles.
Yeah, we have no idea what you're talking about. Blizzard what? Huh? Not being dramatic.
Yes, right. Okay, so anyway, 20 inches of snow headed for New York City. Heavy accumulation already. Power is out. Internet is out. All that stuff is out. So we may or may not have the services of Victoria today. We will charge through. I thought you'd like to hear for the first part. This is sort of self-aggrandizement for all of us, Jennifer, here. The reviews on Stitcher. Did you see these?
Yeah, I did.
I did. This is a wholesome and entertaining program that provides its listeners with a positive way to start the day.
Nice.
Here's Chuck, who writes, I enjoy the show and find it very informative. I like the format and interaction of the staff.
Ooh. Okay.
There's Trey, who says, it's about as boring and bland as a radio show can be. Seems like a parody of bad radio.
Nice.
Yeah, right. Here's another one. Love to listen to this group early in the morning. Their interaction is really uplifting. Rich says, I especially enjoy the Talk 10. The top 10, I think he means. And so there we have five, just for the fun of it, five. 4 out of 5 ain't bad.
4 out of 5 doctors agree, right?
Yeah. You should smoke Camels. That's how that used to work, you know. It's really the idea that experts have anything to say about anything. Why do we listen to them? I find it interesting, and I know that you you're happy to jump on this bandwagon, the half information from the Congressional Budget Office about if the present plan that has been proposed were to be passed, 24 million people would lose health care. What they don't say, and what others who, there's the antagonist and there's the protagonist, and then there's me in the middle, who I like to think is pretty objective. What isn't said about the analysis is that if the present plan continues, 20-some-odd million will lose health care because they can't pay for it.
Right.
So you can look at it with one eye open, both eyes open.
Yeah, you can also say, I mean, we were forced into buying insurance, which isn't necessarily the American system. And so if that force is not there, does that mean that that is responsible for some of the loss in insurance coverage? I think that's probably it. But before, I don't know that CBO was wrong about insurance, about Obamacare by 40%. I think they were off when they judged the original Obamacare. So, you know, who knows? These people...
It's just anything to get politically on one side or another. This is good because we say it is. This is bad because we say it is. Come on.
What I've learned about all of this, which I think is, I don't know, for me it's the most important, is that the Republicans have themselves over a barrel right now because they have to figure out something to do.
They put themselves over a barrel.
Yeah, that's right. And they ran on it from 2010 on. It's repeal, replace. They got the House, then they got the Senate, then they got the White House. So they have to do it. They have to deliver on it, and they've got to do it pretty fast. And when you look at the rules in the Senate, you can't figure any Democrats that
maybe
Joe Manchin.
Fast. That's who said
I know why. Because in 2018, you have the next elections right around the corner. And so you've got a couple of years to get this right, and actually a year to get this right before the campaign season starts again.
But it'll take them a year. If they do it right, they should be able to do it in a year, shouldn't they?
Yeah, well, here's the thing. This is my greater point, is that looking at the ways to pass something through without Democratic approval, because you've got to imagine not one Democrat will support this. Even if they were handing out bags of gold, a Democrat wouldn't support this because
it's... You don't think some of the Blue Dog Democrats would support
it? No, I think the only one who might support it is Joe Manchin.
Really?
But just on ideological reasons alone, because they don't want to vote against Obamacare, I don't think you're going to get one Democrat to support it. So you have to figure out a way to get it through. And so they have to put it through as reconciliation to get it into the Senate, and it's like, it's ridiculous to me that you have to sneak things through. I mean, we've talked about this for how many years, Doug, where there's so many procedures in place that just don't make a lot of sense, that prevent things from getting done in a timely manner. I don't know. They've got it backwards in Washington.
Yeah.
They do.
Yeah.
They have it backwards. Yeah. I mean, you have to pass things through as part of other bills. You have to, it's stupid.
Sneak things through.
But that's until they change the rules. That's how it's going to be.
Yeah, I know. Listen, no argument for me. Here's another listener. This is a Blog Talk Radio listener. I'm just looking around while you're talking. I'm just nosing around looking at other comments because I hadn't paid attention to these. Here's somebody who's at Bradfield Senior College named Luke Justin. I just love you.
I wonder who.
Comma, Luke. Love you. Well, this is aimed at On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. All right, so, Kara, how are we doing with Victoria? Does that look like it's going to work, or do we give Victoria the day off? Does it look like
it might work. I think we should all just take a quick prayer for her internet router.
All right.
And then,
internet.
And then it'll work.
Okay. Everybody, hold a good thought. Those of you who want to have Victoria as part of the mix here, as usual, and hold the thought. I could get Uri on the phone, and he would say, 1, 2, 3, work. All right, so everybody do that. Let's do it that way. All right, everybody ready? 1, 2, 3, work.
Work.
All right, one more time. 1, 2, 3, work.
Work. Jen, where were you?
I was kind of just thinking back in my head about the guy who said this is like a parody of a bad radio show.
Now, why do you think about that instead of the other stuff? Speaking of that, I was listening to you and Brian yesterday again in the morning on Carol A.
Oh, you were out and working again, huh? No naps for you yesterday?
No naps yesterday. I was on the road listening to you guys. Jennifer does a local Los Angeles program after she gets off the air with us. It sort of reminds me of the days when I was on KBC and how much fun it was to do a local program and just get the feel, because there's a different feeling.
It's totally different.
It's a political show anyway. On the most politically motivated show, most politically motivated station in the Los Angeles area.
And the ratings are out, and we're doing okay.
Yeah, let's hear it for the ratings. Ratings! Ratings schmatings. Okay. So, the situation with the Veterans Administration, I'm going to talk about a couple of those items as time allows. 16 past the hour. Speaking of things that time allows, things at this hour of the day for many of you are related to not wanting to get your butt out of bed. I don't want to get out of bed. I don't want to get up.
This week is still tough with the time change.
I don't want to go to school. Mm-hmm. Yeah, how many now? So you, how much a night are you sleeping now?
I'm what?
What?
What was that?
All right. So I'm going to ask both you and Kara how many hours a night you are sleeping.
Oh, gosh. If I'm lucky, probably about six.
Okay.
I wish there were more.
Yep, and me too. So what about that? Kara, with you, is it about the same?
It's normally about five.
About five.
Yeah. Topper.
So we're probably...
I mean, what can I say?
Not good examples of those who have a good, healthy sleep pattern. Last night I got about, it was about five, maybe just a little bit more than that. And then, you know, maybe if you're lucky, you take a nap during the day, because that's pretty healthy. Either that or you get onto Superbeats, but I'm not onto Superbeats. I suppose we could combine a Superbeats spot and a parachute spot together, because both of them help to make you healthier.
Parachute, feel better. Because,
yeah, right, exactly. Parachute, in the sense that you, when you think of an old song that was popular in the 60s and 70s, when you fall asleep, it will be forever. It's supposed to be when you fall in love. It'll be forever. But you'll want to stay in bed forever because of the quality of the parachute sheets that we have been talking about now for the past couple of months, crafted from Egyptian cotton, crafted and stitched by Italians, and then shipped over to the warehouse here in California. I've been in the warehouse. I've seen what they do with the sheets, how they package them. Well, you'll see that, too, when you order them. Go to parachutehome.com/DJV. Order these puppies and get them. When you open them up, the ladies here have been unanimous at the way they are presented. And with women, that's very important. Men don't really give a you-know-what.
I'm going to disagree. I think that everybody cares. You know what? There's so few things that come to you in the mail anymore. It's usually bills, junk mail, or, you know, maybe yes, something that you order regularly,
yeah, or
like toner, right? Yeah, or toner from, you know, or something like that.
Right.
So to actually unwrap this box and to see this really cool pouch, and it's not a girly pouch. It's just a pouch made of the material from the sheets, and it just makes you feel special. It would be a great gift for someone because it's something kind of exciting to open and pull out of the box. But what we learned, I think, that's the coolest thing about these sheets, Doug, is that you look around for thread count, right? You always try to go to the store and you go, I'm going to buy 1,000 thread count sheets. Well, after a certain marker, that really doesn't matter anymore. It's about how the material is made. And this material on these sheets is so breathable, so nice. It retains its shape and crispness without feeling restrictive. And you'll love these sheets. And the coolest thing is, if you try them and you don't like them, you can send them back, right?
You know, one of the things that I've started doing when I go to bed is meditating. There are those who propose meditation as you sit, but I do mine because it just makes it easier for me to go to sleep.
Yeah, you could do it anywhere.
Yeah, I mean, I found myself, when I took the TM course last year, I found myself falling asleep in the chair. And then I was told, okay, so that's acceptable. But now I've just taken it to, remember the song, Who Did Taking It to the Streets? Those the Doobies? Who did Taking It to the Streets? That song. Yeah.
Taking It to the Streets.
So now we're
going to take it to the sheets.
Take it to the sheets. Right. Take your meditative state to the sheets and get your sleep that way. Good quality sleep. Parachute helping the quality of your sleep like no other sheet can do. So get your sheet together and get in bed with something that'll make you feel fabulous as you get in, as you get sort of settled, and as you stay there. ParachuteHome.com/DJV will get you free shipping, and the return policy is so smooth at Parachute. You don't like them? Try them for 2 months. You don't like them? Send them back, and they'll send you new ones or your money back or whatever it is. No questions asked. That's ParachuteHome.com/DJV. All right? DJV. We were talking about Super Beats, and just as a reminder, quality life, having this as an enhancement, this is good for energy. If you don't have time for a nap, call 800-655-4183 or go online to DougLikesBeats.com, and that'll take care. So if you got a nap, you got time for a nap, Parachute sheets. If you don't, Super Beats. We got you covered either way here at 21 after. This is the DJV Experience.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Familiar sound of Lionel Richie from the Commodores. Would the Commodores have ever existed were it not for Lionel Richie? Questionable. He was the group in large measure, kind of like Phil Collins was for, by the name of the group, Destroy My Mind.
Genesis,
thank you, right, yeah. Would there have been a Genesis without Phil Collins? No. Would there have been a Commodores without Lionel Richie? No. Anyway, that isn't part of the plan here in discussion terms. I'm just putting that out there because I've thought that. You can say that for lots of different groups. Anyway, the Lionel Richie Mariah Carey tour, remember it was canceled last month because Richie had knee surgery. Well, now he's okay, or he's better. He's going through his rehab, and now they've rescheduled their All the Hits tour. And that's what they're doing. They're just singing this hit. They're out there with the hits. That's it. Which is the way
it makes so much sense.
Groups.
I know.
When I go to see, I had a chance to see Van Morrison. Is it this? I think it's this weekend. And I decided not to go because tickets are hard to get. Number one, I do like Van Morrison a lot, but so often he just plays with the hits and then goes off on his own little kooky tour, which is great, very entertaining. But for whatever the reason, like we go see the Moody Blues. This summer, it'll be the Moody Blues and all of the hits, and they have so many of them. That's what. But I've been disappointed, and I've said that. I don't think there'd be a problem with Lionel Richie because he's the original voice. So many of these groups, like the Four Tops and Temptations I went to see recently, and Jay and the Americans, and bunches from the 60s and 70s where the original singers are all gone for the most part. It's just a cover band. It's like go and see the Fab Four, F-A-U-X, the Fab Foe.
Right.
They're just covering the Beatles songs. So I can do that. Jennifer and I can go hit the road.
Which I'd actually rather see someone covering songs than a concert where they won't, they refuse to play any of their hits because they're artistes. Yeah. That drives me nuts.
Artistes. Yes.
Yeah, I don't want a lot of deep album cuts. I want you to play what you're famous for.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, so anyway, the tour launches from Lionel Richie and Mariah Carey on the 21st of July in Oakland, and we'll go through the 5th of September, wrapping up in Seattle. 35 nights, Pittsburgh, Cleveland, St. Louis, Nashville, Charlotte, these areas. So that's good. Okay. I mean, Yeah, that's good summertime fun. That's, we all like that kind of stuff in the summertime because many of the venues are outside. Also, music news from U2, which is out on the road with the 30th anniversary of the Joshua Tree album. This is just a fabulous song. Crank this up, Carol, would you please? 1987. So they're going to reissue the album, according to information yesterday, on the 2nd of June. A new box set with demos, studio outtakes. Those are always fun. It's like a movie at the end where you see the outtakes of the film where everybody's having fun. That movie Fist Fight, which is just a stupid movie. The best part of it is the last 45, 50 seconds of the outtakes of where they're having fun putting that movie together. Same thing with the people that do this sort of thing. They're always, I mean, some of the best Elvis stuff are the outtakes of the things that they were having fun doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. There are a lot of remixes on this new studio album. A concert recording session at Madison Square Garden is part of it. So this will be the box set or two-disc deluxe set. They'll be available on a CD and also on vinyl, too, Jen.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, right.
That seems to be the new trend.
It
again.
Is.
The old trend,
right.
That's a new trend.
Yeah, right. Yep. Physical copies also have an 84-page hardback book coming with it. Some personal photography, various sessions. This is going to be a good thing. It'll sell well. They'll do fine. And they have their North American tour starting May 12th in Vancouver. So that's the U2 story at 28 after.
Everyday magic. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Magicians have traditionally been known to speak the classic incantation, abracadabra, before they awe us with an impressive trick. Abracadabra, and then, voila, magic. But let's look deeper at what happens. The word abracadabra likely comes from the Aramaic phrase, I create as I speak. Think about that. Think about how you are actually creating your reality with every word you say, not only to others, but also to yourself. You are creating everyday magic with how you describe your reality, both internally and externally. And you have a beautiful opportunity to wow others and yourself by being mindful of the words you use to describe your world. For more on self-talk and everyday magic, listen to my new podcast, Tackling Life, with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover. And definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
If your child suffers in school with reading problems, you've likely searched high and low for...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com.
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
I'm Rick Ossick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Famous Footwear for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Connecting your mind and your body, this is the DJB Experience. Welcome to a wonderful day. I'm the good dayer Doug with Jennifer and Kara, working our way through Victoria's snowed out. It appears that if I'm looking at all of these maps correctly, sometimes I'm pretty good at interpreting, having almost been a weatherman once in my life. I've almost done a lot of things with my career. Game show. I could do that. We could put that on a resume. Almost a weatherman. Almost a game show host. Let's see, what else can I put on my resume, Jennifer, that would be good?
Almost a weatherman, almost a game show host, right?
Almost married six times. So,
God.
Stuff like that. Oh, yeah.
Almost a dad a few times.
No, actually, that has not been a problem. Thanks very much.
I know, I'm teasing you.
Good news from the veterans front. the face of rising veteran homelessness. Boy, all you got to do is wander around Los Angeles. What a disgrace.
What? Yesterday, the mayor fixed the homeless problem.
Oh, wait a minute. That's right, too. Yeah, he just got reelected.
There's no traffic or homeless
people. No problems. No, none whatsoever.
That guy you tripped over, just a figment of your imagination. Yeah.
Yeah, I was talking about the fight I get into at the... I didn't get into it. I broke it up and stopped it at the Y over the weekend. And in the same day, the experience was compounded by this fellow walking down. There's a parking garage underneath the Y in Santa Monica, so that's where I parked. Going down in there, I just missed getting squirted by a guy, a homeless guy, who was peeing on the ramp going down there. So a guild doesn't have supervision over Santa Monica, obviously, because the homeless problem here is legion. They're everywhere. And how many of them are veterans is the national disgrace. Never mind the disgrace of sending men and women into harm's way for no good reason. But when they come back and their lives are ruined and we ignore them, the Veterans Administration still is a disgrace. Anyway, but there are pieces of it that are changing. This is the story from Missouri today about volunteers who have pooled their time and their money, creativity, to create a community that welcomes veterans. They're inviting veterans to come in from all over the place. They can stay in this place free. The Community Project, as it's called, created a veterans village. 4 acres of land in Kansas City, 50 homes, bathrooms, kitchens, sleeping facilities, living areas. The community is situated near an outreach center for the VA, which provides social services and medical services, that sort of thing. It was intended more for socializing, so they say, and recreation. Each prefabricated home costs only $10,000 because they're just paying for what it costs with the materials. But there are all the volunteers are building these things. I mean, imagine how much it would cost to put somebody into a hospital for a long period of time, or, you know, federal, the FEMA, you know, what a joke that all is, how much it costs the taxpayer. $10,000, and most of the money is coming from not the government, but from sources that are just going around raising dough.
Yeah.
To help homeless
people. It's amazing how those prices go up. It's like taking an aspirin at the hospital almost.
Yeah, right. It costs $10.
$25, yeah. Right.
So, with that, the offshoot of this, or the, I guess this is the pendulum. Is it pendulum? Maybe just the scale. You know how you see in some of those justice shows, the scale of justice.
Mm-hmm.
The other side of this, and I don't get why this is important, frankly. And maybe I'm opening myself up to criticism by just even mentioning the hoopla in Boston about the gay veterans walking in the St. Patrick's Day parade this Friday. They were denied. Now, this has been going on for years. Boston is one of the most racist, one of the great players for the Celtics. Now, I read an article that focused on him, one of the great basketball players. Now,
Larry Bird.
This black guy. Who stayed in Boston, even though he knew Boston was one of the most racist cities in the country. I can still see him, but I'll come to his name. It's not important for the story. The point here is that there has been a big deal made in the Boston news media about St. Patrick's Day, the parade, and the fact that the Irish organizers said that the gay veterans group known as Out Vets was denied. They were just said, no, we don't want you in the parade. They've
how
been
is that
in the parade.
Possible in this day?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
I mean, does that happen?
People look at Boston as this bastion of liberalism. It's liberalism, my butt. They're just a bunch of phony. These people who talk out of both sides of their mouths, politicians included. Anyway, so they've squeezed themselves into the parade the last couple of years. But they didn't bring their logo. They just would march. And they all knew that they were in it. I mean, all the organizers knew were people on the sidelines. And so what? They're part of the veterans. But they didn't have their logo, but this year they wanted to carry a banner, and so the organizers said, nope, can't do it. Well, this is the Allied War Veterans Council, by the way. There was so much heat brought on them under the freedom of speech. That's one, guys, but under the, it is, it's 2017. Come on, guys, wake up. These, I mean, look at the their other, because Boston is so not what people think that it is, about, you know, the so-called liberal bastion, the seat of people like Senator Warren and that bunch. Well, this shows you what a bunch of phonies they are. These LGBTQ groups have been denied out of this parade. They haven't been allowed in for decades. So
how does this go? I mean, though, really, truly, when I say how does this go on, I'm not meaning this, like, rhetorically. I'm meaning, like, logistically, why hasn't someone spoken up, or why hasn't this
caught? You know what? Because the advertisers that support it have gone along with it. This year, because there's so much light being shown on it, Anheuser-Busch, the biggest sponsor, said, you don't let them in, you don't get any money from us. Period. And that's why they changed their mind. There's such a bunch of four-flushing phonies. The only reason they're doing this is because they need the dough from Anheuser-Busch to pay for the parade. Otherwise, they wouldn't let them in. They're not changing their stripes. So, anyway, and the outvets have now been invited and said, yes, we will come. And so the Boston Globe says that this may have damaged South Boston's image. Really? You think so? My father grew up as an orphan on the streets of South Boston in gangs. And there hasn't been a whole lot coming to the surface that just changed the situation. South Boston, East Boston, where the Italian gangs are. I mean, gangs. And the Easties and the Southies used to get together, and they just, they're an anomaly. So here they are told last week you can't, and this week they're told you can. So they are marching, but if it wasn't for the fact that Anheuser-Busch said, if you don't let them march, we're not going to give you any money, that's the only reason things changed. I'm so tired of this artificial news crud, aren't you? It's just over. And how much of this has influenced what we think about even what's going on in the Trump administration? Or in general, everything is distorted now. There's just so much distortion in what you choose to believe it or not. Sometimes you got. I said yesterday, Jennifer, I don't know if you remember or you were listening or if it didn't get lost in a whole bunch of other stuff. Studying that voice that is instinctively yours.
Yeah.
Thinking. I was talking last half hour about meditation. And what really comes through, if you have developed it or if you choose to develop it or if you want to develop it, is listening to that silent, that soft voice inside of you that says whatever. It's an instinctive voice
your
that
intuition.
You need to trust. Your intuition is very important. Trust it. Listen to that voice in you. You know what to believe and what not to believe. I think. Don't you think instinctively you do? You know what to believe in?
I mean, I think it just, it takes work to shut down the outside noise. But I think if you focus in yourself, for sure, you can get the right message.
I hope so. All right. It's time for Food News at 43 past the hour, brought to you by Tasty Lee Tomatoes. Tasty Lee Tomatoes, A, vine-ripened. B, certified by the American Heart Association. C, they taste like you grew them yourself. D, the first of a long string of early spring. Yes, I'm saying spring, even though I'm looking at the weather here, the snow blowing up the coast, the East Coast. But spring is right around the corner. But you can have spring in your home right now. You can have spring in your house all around the year, or the year round. By ordering Tasty Lee Tomatoes, you can get them delivered to your house or you can buy them in the grocery store. Tasty with an I-Lee.com. Find out more about Tasty Lee Tomatoes, how they're grown, how they're packaged, how they're shipped, how healthy they are. Jennifer has used them in all kinds of ways, cooking, salads, pasta sauces, all kinds of. What did you say, a bruschetta? You made a bruschetta.
Yeah, you just chop up a, you finely chop up a tomato, and I put in some garlic and basil and olive oil. It was so good. The great thing about these tomatoes is that they actually taste like tomatoes. A lot of what you buy, I find in the grocery store, they're just kind of mealy and not very juicy or sweet, and these tomatoes just have a real tomato flavor, which is so nice.
So that's Tasty with an I-Lee.com, Tasty Lee Tomatoes. Again, I'm at your grocery store, or better yet, order them to be delivered to your home. Tasty Lee Tomatoes, not like anything you've tasted before, bringing you the food news. This is a way for you in the food news. There's a craft beer chain called World of Beer. And they have a drink internship offering beer fans the chance to spend the summer traveling the globe and testing beer. They're taking applications for three interns who will spend May through August going through all of the states in the United States and then going abroad to breweries and taverns. The World of Beer social media channels will see the reviews at the end of the trip. They'll be paid $12,000 plus all expenses to go around the world. Some of the most beloved brews will be tested. This is something that I think started last year about this time. I remember us talking about it. And it's now back by popular demand, really.
Yeah, there's you know how brilliant this is. I mean, really. Oh, yeah,
there's great. A World of Beer right down the street from me right now. Maybe I should go and see if they need some help.
Of course.
There you go, if you like beer. It wouldn't work for me because I don't like beer, but if you do like it, you submit applications online until March 26th. You've got to sign up for the World of Beer Travel the World Sweepstakes. By the way, speaking of sweepstakes, the fellow from Indiana who won the Powerball last week, $435
million. Oh, yeah, just $435
million. That's right, 10th largest lottery jackpot in history. He surfaced yesterday, but he chose to remain anonymous. I thought the part of the deal was you had to go public if you were a winner.
Only in some states, I think. Florida.
Not all states, really?
I think you have to go public in Florida, but not all of them. I don't think you have to in Maryland.
Well, but it's Powerball. It's like, what is it, in 40-some-odd states, almost everywhere has Powerball.
I get confused the difference between Powerball and what's the other? Is that different than the normal lottery? Or is that...
No, Mega Millions.
Mega Millions, yeah.
And the other one.
Powerball and Mega Millions you can play outside of state lines, right?
Yeah, you can buy wherever you are. When I travel, I always buy tickets because they don't... Nobody ever wins in the big cities. It's the... You know, you drive through the middle of nowhere in Florida or Georgia or Tennessee. That's where they all win. They don't win the big cities. You never see anybody in a big city win, do you? When's the last time somebody from Washington, D.C. won a lottery?
Often. I always, like, when I'm driving to Vegas, that's when I buy the tickets. Like, when I go through a gas station in Baker or something.
Yeah. Right. Yep, that's it. All right, so we've given you that purview. It's 49 past the hour. You're listening to today's wonderful DJV experience.
Using the Groupon app, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day, like haircuts. Because even if you don't need a haircut, you're eventually going to need a haircut. Unless you're bald, in which case Groupon can save you a lot of money on skincare. The point is, using Groupon can save you up to $100 a week. Getting a massage? Check Groupon. Mani-pedi? Check Groupon. Looking for nearby yoga classes? Check Groupon. Save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Groupon.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
All right, guys. guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the long list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Guys, tech talk time. If you have a tech chakra that's blocked, we're going to open it up here for you.
Thank you.
Jennifer and I, yes, well, Victoria's not here, so we have to open our minds a little bit further to bring to you the latest technology news that's applicable, including how bad selfies are for your relationship. A study of that out today. Brought to you by ZipRecruiter.com. Tech talk and ZipRecruiter. A lot of technology jobs. Very specific, very focused, very on top. And when ZipRecruiter.com says you can fill any job for any kind of work, any business, then and you see how successful these tech companies are using ZipRecruiter.com, then you understand that what they say is true. And the best part about this deal with ZipRecruiter.com that we put together is that you use it free. By going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV, you can post jobs for any industry, in any city, for as long as you need. But it's not going to take you long because you'll be posting your job site, you'll be putting the job opportunity on like 200-plus sites. This is fabulous. And to think that you can use it without cost is even more fabulous. So if you're running a small business like I am, Jennifer, her family running a small business, use ZipRecruiter.com. If you've got a medium-sized business that's doing well, good for you. If you got a big company, it doesn't make any difference. ZipRecruiter still is fashioned for success for any size business. And use it free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Get the best recruits. They'll help you screen the candidates, rate them, hire the right ones. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Use it free at ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. All right, so this study, Jen, warning you to stop with the selfies, evidently they're having an impact that isn't positive on romantic relationships. What do we have here? This is a well, two-year study, it looks like.
Yeah, it surveyed 305 Chilean adults.
What's the matter with Americans?
I know. Americans. Over a two-year period about social media's role in their relationship, and they found that selfies are just bad for romance. Apparently, the level of jealousy between romantic partners increased with the amount of selfies that were posted on social media sites. The study also found that photo-related conflicts as a result of posting selfies negatively affected the quality of the relationship. The study went on to say, Dougie, that the more selfies someone shares on social media, the more likely it is they're trying to create an idealized persona of themselves. I'm going to actually agree with this because the more selfies that you post, probably it's a fair link to know that the more self-involved you are, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
good.
Self-involved people probably don't make the best romantic relationship partners.
They're not giving, they don't share.
Right.
Right? Is that what it is? Yeah.
Well, look, that's my... I'm no scientist, but that's my crack assessment for sure.
Okay, the Instagram question about ads, how you can get rid of them. You get rid of the ads from your Instagram feed. All you have to do, and this, by the way, works on both Apple and Android, the reporting tool. Are you familiar with that? The Instagram's reporting tool?
It's, I'm not, actually.
Three little dots that are on the right side
sure.
of your feed?
Yes, I do know those quite
That's
well.
Your key to ad freedom. First, you find an ad, then you click on the three dots to reveal a menu of why you don't want to see this ad. I notice it when I've been watching more and more. Like last time when I came home, I caught up on last week's edition of Lethal Weapon. And when you watch things on the website, I go to Fox.com, and there are those three buttons, but they're in the middle. And you can do something to opt out of the ads, but you have to take a survey or something. And I think probably that'd be the same thing you got to do. There's no free ride here, boys and girls. So if you get rid of the ads, you're still going to have other things that you have to do in order to get use of the relevant material. But if you tell Instagram the ad is inappropriate, you'll be all set. So it works for ads that you see between posts on Instagram. It's kind of sneaky. But if you've been avoiding Instagram because of being bombarded with ads, you see, that's how they ruin, I think, isn't it? That's how they ruin these sites. Now, let's see, what else on Instagram? You can combine up to 10 photos and videos in a single post. Kara, have you tried to do this? The idea is when you have multiple images from one event and you can't decide which one to share, you can put them all up.
Put them all
I
up.
I haven't done 10, but when I went to my sister's baby shower, I did post a couple pictures in one album together. Mm-hmm.
Four blue dots along the bottom of the multi-photo post will let your followers know to swipe through when they see it in their feed.
Mm-hmm.
So this is something interesting. So a couple of different... Have you done the get rid of the ads routine on Instagram? Have you tried that?
I have not, but I know what I'm about to go do.
Yeah, try it now. Thanks, Uncle Dougie.
Okay, Uncle Dougie comes through again.
Yes, sir.
I knew anything about what's going on.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines.
discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.